This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's state government will soon stand up a small new office with a really big mission. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The state's Office of Financial Empowerment was created this year by a new state law. Its work will get underway early in the new year with a team of two staffers. Their initial focus will be increasing people's access to banking. Here's Attorney General Phil Weiser.
Too many people don't even have bank accounts, which has huge implications for building credit history, for example, the ability to ever own their own home.
The office will host a series of meetings to hear how places like Pueblo are trying to get people bank accounts. Longer term, they'll convene groups from around the state to work on a coordinated strategy. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis wants $15 million in next year's state budget to fund a program that would pay some farmers and ranchers to use less of their irrigation water. The money would help two river basins, one in the northeast and one in the south. Kate Greenberg is the state agriculture commissioner.
So as we're looking at a more watertight future, that means less irrigated acreage. What we don't want to see is that acreage just laid bare.
Greenberg says the money could also be used to help train and equip farmers and ranchers to learn new techniques that use less water. A winter storm has increased avalanche danger in Colorado's mountains. An overnight storm west of Denver is expected to dump fresh powder on an unstable snowpack into today. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center expects to issue a high danger avalanche alert today. This is CPR News and KRCC.